when I was 3.5 years old, on Mother's Day, I woke up and couldn't move. And so we went to a lot of doctors, and then we found out that I had leukemia. And I took treatment for 3.5 years, and then on my last year of treatment, it was really hard. And so my mom was at a yoga class, and she saw somebody doing bongos, and she thought I could do that. So after class, she talked to that person and brought me in, and I played. And then the next day, I was going to my first lesson. And after my first lesson, I wanted to help kids and wanted them to feel how I felt when I played drums.
Luke is 10 years old, and with all that he has been through, he lives to help kids who are going through the same as he did. Because drums played a big role in helping Luke through his treatment, he created rhythm packs so other kids can feel better too.
Rhythm packs are like bags that have a whole bunch of musical instruments, like little drums, xylophones, and we take them to the hospital, and then we pass them around to kids. And sometimes we leave them with nurses to give them out. And we have these big drum circles where drums are all in a circle. And the kids just come down and play, and we pass out some there too.
Both Luke and his dad have seen the rhythm packs and drum circles affect kids in great ways.
There's one little boy, one trip, who usually screams so loud when they're getting their pole access. That's how you get the medicine into your body. But when we gave him the rhythm pack, he didn't, for the first time, he didn't scream when he was getting access.
There was a time where a teenager at one point was down there and was sitting at the back, but finally came up and started playing drums and was getting into it and smiling and laughing. And this is someone who was terminal, who was not going to be making it, but the nurses came up afterwards and said, we've never seen him interact, we've never seen him smile and interact the way he did, and that had an impact on him at that moment in that time.
The Rhythm Packs led to starting an organization called Team Luke. Team Luke has hosted and been a part of many events in Indianapolis.
We do like a whole bunch of luminaries on the lawn, which is like where we just go to the sailing club right down there, and we make a big party kind of, and there's bands there and you can play outside.
We've also gone and done Bop to the Top and had 100 plus years and years down there, and that's a benefit for Riley Hospital, the Children's Foundation down there. So we do climb One America Tower, climb the stairs and do that. So that's been a fun event, a little different.
Because Luke and his family know what it's like to go through these tough times, the goal of Team Luke is to simply make it better.
Oftentimes the kids are on steroids or on other forms of medicine that are keeping them up all night. Instead of just watching videos or vegging out, you can sit and do something with music and do something with percussion to have a therapeutic benefit, but also just to interact with those around you. That doesn't have to be TV or something else.
Every year, Team Luke continues to impact hundreds of kids and families who at some points feel helpless and need someone to reach out to them.
So I don't think we have a set game plan other than to find a cure for cancer.
For WHJE Radio, this has been Sarah Kays.